It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kylie Jenner just announced her new skincare line called Kylie Skin, and everyone is dragging it on Twitter. They're saying one of the face scrubs will absolutely destroy your skin. One of the main ingredients in the face scrub is walnuts, specifically fine walnut powder, and Twitter is roasting it like a chestnut on an open fire. Kylie says her scrub is gentle yet very effective, and that it buffs away your dead skin cells, and that she uses it like 3 times a week, but Twitter is recommending that you use it like never.
Because squirrels are attacking your face.
Well, no, because realistically, walnut shells in your face are a big no-no. Even crushed or powdered walnuts can cause little micro tears on the surface of your skin, and they actually mess with your skin barrier, especially if your face is sensitive or really inflamed with acne.
Should you just avoid nuts on your face at all costs?
Well, shells. This is why, like, there was a huge lawsuit and St. Ives apricot scrubs stopped being made and stuff, because they're using, like, apricot shells or whatever the heck that was. And so that was tearing people's faces up. So when Twitter put two and two together, several users came out with tweets. Like, Kylie Jenner has access to the best dermatologists and estheticians in the world, yet she releases a walnut face scrub? Yikes. They're also calling it horrifying and tragic in 2019. Jennifer Aniston is writing a tell-all memoir, which I think is very interesting considering that last week I told you Brad Pitt is writing a tell-all memoir. Sources say the Friends actress is in deep talks to pen her own blockbuster memoir after getting wind of Demi Moore's book deal. She's also doing one. Jennifer Aniston has a lot she wants to get out there, including the struggle she went through earlier in her career, what she really thought about Friends, her many romances and marriages. I think she's saying, Demi gave me the idea. I think it's Brad. And the legendary comedian Tim Conway, who voiced the role of Barnacle Boy for SpongeBob SquarePants, has died at the age of 85.
You're supposed to be telling the story of how we became superheroes.
The experiences that I've had in the business have been absolutely sensational. I've worked with some great people, Ernie.
SpongeBob's showrunner announced in September that Conway wouldn't be returning to the cast because of health issues.
They want to know how we became a crime-fighting duo.
What a legendary comedian. What a great guy.
So sad.
Your grandma probably knows who he is. Your grandparents probably loved him.
And Weezer, Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, Kool and the Gang, and more will perform on the season finale of American Idol. Kool and the Gang will perform with all of the top 10 finalists, while season 4 winner Carrie Underwood will perform her newest single, Southbound. Other performers include Kane Brown, Adam Lambert, Montel Jordan, and all three judges, Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie. The finale will take place Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.